All right. this is the first episode of Carl Talks About Anime, and I figured what better anime to talk about than to talk about one I watched, not that recently, but I watched it within the past 2 years, and that is one that is pretty popular, as Darling in the Franxx. Now, the thing about anime, like action anime, is it is really hit or miss. You can have a really cool action scene, or you can have a really crappy, just bogged down, awful show. Now, I like to think that Darling in the Franxx had some very tense, good action scenes. In that department, it was good. It's not, you can't compare the action that to something like Neon Genesis Evangelion. You can't do that. They're two completely different shows. Well, not, yeah. Now, I will say, there are flaws in the anime. You could definitely see. Now, I'm a fan, as much as anyone else, jokes. And it has its fair amount, but sometimes the humor is a little out of place, and it's not there where it should be. There's also a lot of innuendo. I mean, the way the pilots, they pilot the ships, they're very, yeah, if you watch it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, just bear with me. It's a little weird, and the way they interact with each other in the suits is a little not wholesome to say. Now, that's just what my qualms with it. That's my problems with it. If we're talking about the actual show, we have a decent protagonist. He's not just a blank slate, insert MC here. He's a decent guy. He has his own personality, which is nice. He's not just do good by everyone kind of guy. And he's not a winner. He starts off really kind of bad at what he does and gets made fun of for it. Then he meets 02, and then they form a relationship, the whole darling thing. Which, if you're watching dubbed, I watched it dubbed, which I kind of, I don't know. Sometimes dubs can be really good, sometimes they can be just awful. Drawing in the Franxx dub, I thought was pretty good. I liked it. There are worse dubs out there. I mean, nah, nothing's coming up. No, I didn't like the dub for Maid Sama, but anyway. Darling in the Franxx, I liked the dynamic between 02. I forget the main character's name, but I liked that dynamic. I thought it was pretty alright. But the show starts out promising, I will say, and you do get some fun interactions over, like, you get fun teenage bickering, if you're into that, and it's funny at times, and then it just kind of completely kills the mood when they go into an action scene and see their friends die. Oh, spoiler warning, but yeah, they see their friends die, something terrible happens, every time the dude goes to pilot with 02, he, like, dies slowly. It's very off, not off-putting, but it's very different, like, differences in tone. I don't know how to put this, but I like to say it is a very good anime. It's a very good anime. I'd give it maybe like an 8 out of 10. It's a good anime. Sure, it's a little overhyped. It's very overhyped. And it is a very popular anime. Do I think it deserves all that hype? Not really. There are better animes out there. I just think you have very, like, not photogenic, but someone you can put on the poster and it'll look interesting, and that's 02. There are better shows out there, I will say. And everything up until episode 20, I enjoyed the crap out of. I thought it was so good. It was such a fun show to watch. Sure, there were rough spots here and there, and there were some really stupid episodes, but I thought it was nice, good anime. Now, you have this good anime with good characters, good character relationships that change, and they're like, oh no. And like two characters, like they do stuff with each other. It's weird, even though like human procreation's unheard of in there. It's weird, granted, but just watch it and you'll see. Now, everything after, like, episode 20 happens and the story's wrapped up and they killed the enemy, the monsters that they weren't fighting against, like, the aliens. It was, oh, fuck, it's so stupid. And then they could have ended it there. The show did not need to go on at that point. They could have done some little happy ending, set itself up for season 2, maybe. No, that is not what they did. Holy balls. All right. Holy crap. Everything after episode 20 is unwatchable tripe. I don't say this often, but that might have been one of my least favorite endings to an anime ever. It was so unsatisfying. It was so unrewarding. I felt dirty after watching it. It just felt completely out of nowhere, completely different from the entire tone of the show. It was as if the studio behind it decided to make a completely different anime in 4 episodes besides the very, very good and decent anime they were making up until that point. I don't know if I'm doing it justice, but it was just such a poor ending. And some people like the ending, but that's totally fine. Good on them. Personally, me, I hated it with a passion. I always hate an anime when they fast-forwarded a couple years to kind of give the sense of, oh no, they're changing as a character. I think it's a lazy plot device, but holy crap, having him wither away in space, killing enemies and getting weaker, that might have been the stupidest hour of my life. I just watched it and I was like, this is so dumb. It was so dumb. I hated watching the ending. I would rather read fan fiction of it, and I'm sure the fan fiction is god awful, as most fan fiction tends to be. I can't understate how terrible it was. Now you have the cloning. They were like clones or something, and they kind of, as clones do, they like accelerate age. And the one girl with glasses who didn't really play that big a role was like in love with the one girl that everyone hates for a good reason, because she is just, ugh, it's annoying. Having a character confess out of the blue near the end of a show is just so lazy. It's such a lazy way to make a love triangle. I personally just abhor it. It's so lazy. The more I'm thinking about it, the more faults this anime has. But it is good. It is a good anime. It is definitely worth your time. Now, I don't know if there's going to be a season 2, but it just left things off so stupidly. So stupidly. And the two kids that like found each other and like started doing stuff, then she got pregnant, then they have like a dozen kids or some crap like that, and then one fat kid's like a happy farmer who's married. It's, oh my god, I'm getting sick thinking about this. I hate it so much. There are a few things I hate as much as a stupid ending. Oh my god, they tried to pull a we'll meet again in the next life, because there are two kids who are completely identical after like so much time has passed. Humanity's like rebuilt at that point, and they meet each other under a tree or some crap. I forget. I haven't watched it in like since 2018. And it just was so lazy. That's how they ended the series. And I hated seeing those two little snot-nosed dingleberries under that tree. I wanted to punch my computer screen. It was so unsatisfying. It was like a Mike Tyson haymaker to the gut. Ugh. Ugh. Gugh. Okay, final thoughts on the anime. Everything up until episode 20 was so good. I really did enjoy it, though the ending really ruined the entire show for me. Like, it just left a bad taste in my mouth. Thinking back on the episodes prior, I don't know how to explain this, just kind of makes me feel ill and like I wasted my time. And I'm sure no one feels like they want to feel like they wasted their time. But with this, I did, and it's upsetting. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. It was really good up until episode 20. Just, the ending was terrible. All right. Well, this was the first edition of Carl Talks About Anime. Up next, we're going to be looking at Death Note. That's one people like, and I watch, and I like. So stay tuned for that next Thursday. All right, bye.